from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies first pitch at 7:07 tonight.
That's right, the extra 2 minutes.
Yeah, the Canadians want you to... They're same time zone, 2 minutes behind, actually.
Well, it's not as bad as stupid Atlanta that does 7:20 because they think they're special.
Well, they've always been... Was it...
They've always been different.
They've always been that. That was WGN the same way when we were young?
Yep. Like,
everything started at a weird time?
Yep. Yeah. That's Chicago?
Yes.
GN, yeah.
GN was Chicago. Because when we were young, we got Braves games and Cubs games on cable. Those are the only ones. All right. It's time for everyone's favorite portion of the program.
So obviously there's a lot of great, just great athletes from this one university. But I believe after what happened this weekend, I have a new favorite Michigan State athlete of all time. We'll get to that in this top five. My five favorite Michigan State athletes of all time.
Oh, God.
By the way, you have to hang around for number one.
Yes, it's a big one.
I spent all weekend trying to figure out if it was a practical joke or not.
So did I.
It's so crazy.
Number five.
You have to stick around for number one. Okay.
Number five. A three-time captain and an all-time loser in the NFL, Kirk Cousins. Three-time Michigan State captain.
He's a winner, man.
Well, money-wise,
yes.
Yeah, he's a winner for sure.
You know, Kirk Cousins is
He's made about $400 million,
No,
man.
He's killing it, yeah. Business Hall of Fame.
And his statistics, regular season, are incredible.
Yep. What is the Kirk Cousins comp all-time?
In another sport?
No, if you want to do another sport, I'm thinking about football. Like, great counting stats, but ultimately doesn't do anything, and no one trusts him in a big spot.
Mike Trout.
So disrespectful.
It's cold-blooded.
It is cold-blooded. Guy's injured right now.
Shocker.
I don't know. He puts up meaningless numbers in the regular season. Yeah,
Romo.
Doesn't do anything in the postseason.
Similar.
Yeah.
I still, in the back of my... In the back of my head, think one of these years, he's just going to get on the right team, and he's going to end up
Kirk Cousins,
because he's good enough.
Yeah,
I watch him.
He needs a very good team around him.
Yes,
yeah,
and not be.
But what's the difference between him and Goff? Like, him and Goff are essentially the same guy. It's just for some reason,
you think him and Goff are the same guy?
About the same guy. Nah. Don't move very well. You're all golfed up. I forgot who I'm talking to in there.
It's not golf.
It's Jared Goff.
It's golf.
Golf is what you're doing tomorrow. Golf is the
golf.
Yeah,
golf.
Golf.
The camera says them both the same, and it's very confusing.
Yeah. There's Tim Fender, one of our salespeople.
There's no L in golf.
No, my mom says golf too. It's like, what are we doing?
Tim says, I remember the first time he said to me, he goes, I said, hey, what are you, the salespeople were doing something. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, we're going to Top Golf. And I'm like, what's that? He's like, Top Golf. And I'm like, I don't understand what that is. And he said, you know, you go, you play golf. And I'm like, golf? Top Golf?
Yeah, it's something. You should ask Kylie Kelsey that last week.
Yes.
Next time. My fourth favorite Michigan State athlete of all time is Kirk Gibson.
Gibby?
That's a good one.
An all-time Ike Reese story as well.
He did. My senior year, he was there for homecoming. He was staying in the hotel that we were in. Not only was he staying in the hotel we were in, somehow he got on the team floor. He's on the team floor.
Like, really?
With a room. He had a room on our floor at home. And he comes down to my room and he knocks on the door in his underwear with drinking beer.
That's a man right there. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I mean, tidy whitey underwear, too. Like, tidy whitey underwear. Well, what and a t-shirt.
What do you have going on?
Well, I'm assuming a good time.
Yeah. This is like fresh.
Well, he's wearing tidy whiteys. You could probably figure it out.
There's no way. Was he retired by then? I mean, the home run was in 88.
He was retired by then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. He had just retired, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, he's living
his
best life.
That was 97.
Living his best life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Gibby.
What
that
a
was
legend.
Awesome. That was awesome.
My third favorite Michigan
athlete. If I had a phone, if they had iPhones back then, I would have a picture of
him
in his underwear.
In the underwear?
Yeah.
Would be legend.
See, I just envision him there like a pack of Newports. He's got a nice like 16-ounce Budweiser. Like, that's, you know, with a great stash going on.
He had the six-pack.
Oh, even better.
Well, you know the old six-pack where you take one off.
Yeah, you can hold the rest of them.
Yeah, you hold the rest of them. Yeah, that's what he had.
Even
yeah.
better. That's a perfect image. That's a perfect image. My third favorite Michigan State athlete of all time is where Ike Reese ranks.
Damn!
Wow, three? You couldn't even give him two, knowing that who number one is with the joke? Wow.
It's cold-blooded. Now I got to wait to see who number two is.
Well, again, had you mixed in one bowl win, maybe I could have put you up higher. By the way, your former coach, Saban, I like him on TV, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna be interesting.
You realize he dropped the S word?
I saw it. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, he knows what he's doing, right?
Well, I mean, ESPN has to be like, what?
Yeah.
That was Saturday morning.
So all the kids are watching.
Well, he got... Well, it's on cable, so it's okay, I guess.
Well, and kids are cursing now.
Plus, they employ McAfee. Like, what are we talking about?
Right,
it's all he does.
Right.
My second favorite Michigan State athlete of all time is Nick Foles.
I knew that's what he is. He's not a Spartan, man.
He's a Spartan. There's a photo. There's a team photo of him in a Spartan uniform.
That's a stretch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there 1 year.
Yeah.
It counts. It counts.
You're lying anyway. You're just doing it for the bit. You don't like Nick Foles.
Everything's for a bit, Spartan.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I actually have a bunch of honorable mentions, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll get to them after number one. The number one, though, my favorite Michigan State athlete of all time is their current long snapper, Jack Carson Wentz.
So, if you haven't seen this...
It's unbelievable.
I see on Twitter, and then Jack sends it to us, the photo of a Michigan State player, and on the back of his jersey, it says Carson.Wentz.
Wentz, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's obviously a Photoshop.
They're messing with Ike.
Yeah, it can't be real. But then I realized, started thinking, well, the joke would only be for Ike.
Yes.
Because nobody else loves Michigan State would care.
Yes.
And I Google it, and I was like, the guy's name is real. His last name is Carson Wentz? We got to get him on the show.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
We had David Reese on after the false fatherhood allegations.
That was funny.
We got Jack Carson Wentz on.
Yeah, that was, I didn't even know that till I saw it. It was news to me when I saw it.
Are his parents, is this like a Shore Parks situation?
Yes,
are his parents,
it looks like it, right? It
has to be.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't.
Yes, I think, yeah, one parent's last name is Carson and somebody else's last, unless he's married. Well, then he wouldn't have a hyphen.
Well, you never know. There's some new age, you know.
You're right. Not in Michigan State.
Nice. But it was the best, man. It was a good time.
Who are the... Yeah.
Honorable mentions? Thank you. Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Ooh, it's good.
Who was, like, big in college. Like,
yeah.
And then he also got to the league and he was shifty. Carl Banks.
Ooh, CB. Great linebacker. Oh, God, I forgot about Spike disrespecting my Spartan legend.
I didn't respect. He disrespected us.
Okay.
If we're being
all right,
honest.
All right.
Okay.
Tragic Johnson.
Tragic Johnson?
Yep.
Wow.
The greatest Spartan of all time?
Yep. Well, Robin Roberts is better.
No. How much money did he donate to State?
I don't know. Mark Mulder.
Oh, did you remember Mark Mulder?
Mark Mulder was great. Yeah.
Mark Mulder was there when I was there.
Ah.
Yeah, he was at Michigan State when I was there.
And then Draymond.
Yeah, Draymond.
he sucks, too.
He's donated a lot of money.
Yeah.
How's your donation checks going?
Man, they get nothing. They get a tweet, a retweet.
There you go.
Did you see that game Friday? We barely beat Florida Atlantic, man.
the program's on the rocks.
Who would be the one who would text me the damn score?
Oh, it's
that
guy
over
there.
Did you bet on State?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did I text you the score?
Yes.
All I did was text you the photo of the Carson Wentz thing.
I thought you texted me the score. You texted me the score with a bunch of question marks behind it.
Would be Carlin. Carlin would do that too. Carlin would do that as well, I think. The this hour is sponsored by...
Jack did not text me a score. Oh. Somebody else did.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Is that why you didn't respond to me? Because you're fake mad at me?
No. Oh, yeah, you text me LTBB.
Yes, okay. Because Carson.
Yes, I know. When'd you text me that?
Is it like 9?
You text me at 11 o'clock Friday night,
man. We were having a few beers.
Bro, I'm asleep already. Are you kidding me?
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, that's where you get windows and doors. But as far as meat, you got to talk to Ike Reese over here.
He knows where to go for the meat.
Knows where to find the meat.
I hate y'all, man. All right, get my neck roll.
Kirk Gibson's even.
Yes, meat everywhere. Yeah. Yep. Tidy whities. Yep. I know about tackling. And you can tackle your game. Would you let me get through this?
I'm sorry.
You think Deetson Watson paid for this? Where was I at? All right, you can tackle your game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog, of the Philadelphia Eagles from Deetson Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages in bold flavors like jalapeno cheddar and bacon cheddar. Now, sandwiches are always better with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Deetson Watson. Head to DeetsonWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deetson Watson, it's a family thing.
All right. Sorry for disrupting.
Sorry.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man, I tell you what Michigan State player I ain't afraid of, and that's Jaden Reed. I know Elliot been trying to hype him up all week, talking about, I'm kind of nervous. I tell you what, I'm not nervous at all. So, Jaden Reed, listen.
Yeah, he's an enemy this week. I'm with you. He's an enemy this week.
This week, every week. I mean, who is this guy? I mean, Michigan State, all right, clap. You know, that's like the B League of the Big Ten. You know, we give him a little clap.
Is this necessary? We're on the same page.
Oh, you right. Nah, you right. You're right. I my favorite Michigan State Spartan.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Ike number one in my heart. No, you miss a lot of Jack, Plaxico Burress. There's a lot of good Spartan dogs out there, but I know it's your list.
Yeah, well. It's all bits all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Spike, I'm glad. Hey, Spike, we need to give Spike a clap today, too. Spike said something that I never heard him say yet this year, and I don't know if he got scared because McNabb was on the line, but we need to click this. Spike said, and I quote, Jalen Hurts had a great season, and then he had a pretty good season. I never heard him say he last year was pretty good.
Well, we did it!
Because you guys are so busy oiling each other up, talking about how great he is every second. You don't listen to anything I say.
It's called a big
dose of D. I never heard him say last year was pretty good.
Who's fine?
It was pretty good. You right, baby. I got so much confidence going into this game.
Hang a banner, Corey.
You said what?
I said hang a banner. It'll say 2023 and have Jalen's face, and it'll say played pretty good.
Yep. We working on behind the scenes to get a banner hung up for the training camp snatcher. You ain't know that, Sirianni. Hey, don't be shocked one day y'all doing the pregame show. You like, you got a statue out here for the pregame? Training camp stats. Hey, man, we working on trying to get one put up.
And I want to see an Elliot statue, just with Elliot holding his phone and a clipboard.
Elliot holding you know, you got the Doug and the Nick Foles, and Elliot giving the yellow notepad to Jalen. Like, that's what it's going to be. We're going to have that hand, and it's going to be nice. You're going to be taking pictures in front of it, because, hey, this season, I'm so glad this week finally is. The Packer week, hey, everybody hyping up the Packers, man. This Packers team is not all that. Jordan Love, this dude is not what everybody thinks. He had a good end of the year. I give him a clap. But everybody want to point out Jalen's end of the year and how Jalen was so bad. Let's look at how this dude started the season. Okay, he had a couple good games against the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions defense was not all that good last year. Everybody want to praise them up. They had one good edge rusher with Aiden Hutchinson. That's it. Their secondary was gettable. They almost lost to the Buccaneers the same way we did, but Baker Mayfield threw that dumb interception at the end of the game. So it ain't – the Packers ain't no top team like that. And they about to find out on Friday night. We're going to put foot in them. We going – hey, this is the prediction. I'm giving it to you early. Jalen Hurts on for 300 yards, three TDs coming on Friday night. We going to pick this dude Jordan Love off twice. Quinn Yard Mitchell going to get his first pick. We going to dance in the end zone on Friday night. Baby, ooh. Brazil, I don't care where it's at. We turn into a house party. Brazil is going to be our house. I'm telling you right now, game week here, Hershey got something for y'all. MVP season on the way. We're going to see something we ain't never seen before. And I'm glad Ike brought up that Jeff Saturday clip, because I was literally on the whole. I had it written down right here. Look, talk about Jeff Saturday, Peyton Manning. Right here, I got it written down in my notepad. I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I'm like, hey, don't nobody bring that up because Peyton Manning's so great. Peyton Manning's so great. He told his center stop calling the plays. But if Jalen would have told him to stop calling the plays, he would have been looked at in the
Well, hold on. Corey,
what is Peyton Manning?
Corey. One is Peyton Manning.
I don't care.
Oh, stop.
I don't care about that.
Stop. See, this is what you guys do. He had a bad season last year.
Peyton Manning, no, you said pretty good. Don't do that. We got a clip. Peyton Manning, I don't care. But go Birds, baby. We're getting this dub on Friday.
All right, see.
Now, according to Corey, the Eagles are going to pick off Jordan Love twice in one game, whereas the entire training camp, they picked off Jalen Hurts one time. He threw like 500 passes.
That is a good point.
I mean.
I said, yeah, it's great. Jalen hasn't thrown a pick, but I'm worried. We haven't picked one off yet.
Yeah, you guys trying at all? Yeah. Wake up. What are we doing here? See, I say one borderline nice thing.
I know.
And that they jump on it. No, this is what they do to you.
They're sickening.
Well, listen.
Maybe it's hard to root for the guy.
No, so here's what it is. No, Corey's coming from the angle of it's hard to get a compliment out of you on Jalen. So he was excited that you said that. And you gave him something positive feedback.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. This is what happens. It's either I say, hey, he's going to have a good year, and it's like, stay on your side. Or it's, hey, he played pretty good last year. It's like, finally, you admitted the right thing. There's a parade.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hurts guys are lunatics.
Well, number one and one is there.
Yes.
Well, he's already MFing me off the air.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's must be game week.
Yeah, I like making him wait a little bit, actually. It riles him up. All right, coming up next. Actually, we didn't play the sound earlier from Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio talking about Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Love Vic Fangio's honesty. This is next.
We all do now.
We love it. Yeah, week three, when they're averaging 36 points
against. He's calling out players, and players mad as hell around here.
Yeah, yeah. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Why are we doing this one? Is it a
September.
Wedding? What's that? Oh, because it's September. Okay. It's like wedding music. This is the first song I ever learned on guitar.
Oh, there's the 23rd.
Let's take a guitar lesson.
21st.
Yeah, it's the 4th. Right.
Third.
Yeah, but listen, it's the song of September, I would say.
Yes.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it the song of September?
Yeah, I mean, you know me. Big Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Great group, man.
Yeah, never a doubt.
Seen Earth, Wind, and Fire at least 5 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jalen there?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah.
Okay. He The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. The question, what's your confidence level in the Eagles on Friday? 60% semi-confident, 25% very high, and 15% not confident at all. Speaking of our fantasy league, my first pick, my first round pick, looks like he might not even play on Sunday. Is Ja'Marr Chase going to play, Ike? Is he just
I'm going to tell you, this is why
threatening him.
This is why the Bengals get on my damn nerves.
Just pay the guy. What are we doing here?
You're going to have to pay the guy.
Yes, just pay him. honestly, the Cowboys is the same thing. They goofed around and they waited for everyone else to sign, and then you have to pay the guy more money. I give the Eagles a lot of credit for doing something that does not seem that hard to do.
Yep.
It's like, if you're going to keep the guy, if you know you're going to keep the guy, it's better to pay him early than to pay him late.
The only thing I would say in the Bengals' favor is 2 years left on his deal.
Rather than one.
So you can't get the full money that the other guys are getting, because those guys went through 4 years. You've only gone through three.
But on some level, you might even get more of a discount, because you're thinking this won't even kick in until
for two
more years.
Yes.
And think of every wide receiver that signs between now and then. It's going to go up and up and up and up. I agree.
Just get it over with.
And one for the Bengals.
Second best player on the damn team.
But for me. For me, and this is my feet. I'm returning to fantasy football after 15 years.
He picked Ja'Marr Chase.
I had a good draft. I was going to take, what's his name, from Atlanta. You took him, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
But I was happy with Chase, because I think Joe Burrow's going to have a good year, but whatever. Vic Fangio has been very honest in his press conferences so far, and he was asked about Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Was it playing a lot? Is the question in this playing a lot of snaps? Is that okay? Here it is.
Carter and Davis, how do you see their conditioning heading into week one?
We'll see. You know, they haven't been pushed like they potentially can be pushed in this game as far as the amount of plays they may have to play. So that's TBD.
That's to be determined. In case you didn't know, Jack.
No, yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Context clues, baby.
I just love it. We'll see. TBD. I like it. We'll see. You can always tell when somebody's confident. You ask them a question, they're like, "We'll see. I don't know."
Yeah, and he's not here to add to the hype heading into the season, Vic Fangio.
No.
He's very realistic.
And while we're on it, Brian Baldinger, we have some good Brian Baldinger sound on Nolan Smith. Now, Nolan Smith,
it's not good if you're Nolan Smith.
The sound is good. Yeah. So Nolan Smith was. I remember watching the Eagles' first preseason game, first and second one. And he was the player that stuck out to me. I remember texting Jack being like, this guy looks like he's 15 years old. Like,
I know.
Why, he looks so small.
He's kind of like the Danelle Pumphrey of Ezra.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Here's what Baldy had to say on the WIP Morning Show about Nolan Smith.
Have you seen Nolan Smith play? I mean, he needs to play. Like, I haven't seen him make a play. I mean, have you?
No.
I mean, he's a first-round pick. I haven't seen him bust an egg out there. Like, he needs to play. Like, I haven't seen any development from him.
Busted an egg out there.
Busted an egg out there. Wow.
Well, he did try to trip a guy on the end of the round.
Yeah, and he had two sacks. The one, nobody touched him. And the other one, if I remember correctly, the running back pushed him into the quarterback.
Yeah.
So it was... I mean, that's going to be a waste of a pick. Seems like a nice kid. But,
yeah, you're right. Like... You got to play, man, and a lot of what this defensive line will do as a unit could hinge on him. I constantly bring up BG because I think BG in his 15th year is going to be called upon to play more than he did in his 14th season. And that doesn't say a lot about the guys that are in front of him.
Right.
Now, it's not as if BG is just here to collect a paycheck. He's going to have to go out there and earn his paycheck. But I can't envision or imagine when this was back in March and April, and we're thinking about bringing BG back, was the plan to have BG be one of your starting outside rushers and play half the snaps in his 15th season?
Poor BG thought he was getting a farewell to retirement tour.
I guarantee you, if BG had known that, he would have negotiated a different contract.
He sure would have.
He's like, I'm going to play how much? Guys, I've been here like two decades.
Yeah.
You sure?
So him playing a lot, and God bless him, because he's going to give you, and the funny thing is, it may be needed.
Yes.
Like, you may need him to play. I have him down as your best run defensive end. He's your best run defensive end right now.
I just don't know if the other two can do it. I mean, Bryce Hoff, Vic Fangio said right now he can't.
Yeah.
About his run defense a week ago, a month ago.
Did he learn how to do it in 3 weeks?
I hope so.
Probably not.
No, my point is he couldn't have learned it in 3 weeks.
And Josh Sweat didn't do it at all last year.
So, yeah, BG may be our – he may have to start out there as a first down guy.
Do we need Barnett back? Guy was a monster against the run.
He was nasty. He got a lot of penalties.
He sure did.
At least he had an attitude.
I take Fred Barnett over Nolan Smith.
Now, there's one guy still out there.
Who?
Hassan Reddick.
Oh.
He also won't help against the run, but.
Yeah.
Listen, I like Hassan Reddick a lot, and I wish the Eagles had paid him. I wish they could have found a way to keep him here. But he has misplayed this.
He's going to have to go back.
Yeah. He'll go back after two games
or something.
Yeah. Well, he's just giving away money right now.
Yeah. And if you're the Jets, you can't because you have enough players on that team that are going to want to get paid.
They can't go back now. Yeah.
Can't set the precedent that way.
Nope.
Unfortunately, here's OG Wade. You're on WIP. What up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
Let me say this here. First of all, Jack, you miss Eric Snow. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that's right. The great Snow, baby.
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
And Spike, your little dirty self, you know what I'm saying? You're going to ask Ike, what was he working with? Ike talking about, he was having fun. Ike, he was asking you what kind of package he had. You know what I mean? You missed the whole...
That hammer is real, for real.
I like dropping down water. I said, Spike is crazy as hell, man. Hey, listen, let me just edumacate you guys on something.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about the Duke, you know what I'm saying? And there's a such thing as called a line set, a protection set, and a blitz pickup set. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if y'all was paying attention, but maybe 2 years ago when Jeff Stoutland was interviewed and he said that him and Jalen Hurts meets every Monday morning, you know what I'm saying, and get go over lines. He said he's never done that with any quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And then just making a little correction between for you, Ike, and my nephew, Corey from Columbus.
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday and Peyton Manning wasn't arguing about the play call. It was that Jeff Saturday stood up for the offensive lineman. Peyton was chewing somebody else out, and Jeff Saturday told him, go sit your punk ass down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened there. And Peyton...
You forever coloring the story the way you wanted to be. That's not what happened.
That is his expertise.
Well, just go back and look at it. That's what was happening.
The Peyton spin goat.
He was complaining about the protection, and Jeff Saturday stood up and told him, go sit your punk ass down.
I know, but my ultimate point in that was that the quarterback and the center cannot be on the same page at sometimes.
Yeah. And what I want people to know is that this thing is so dynamic. You know, guys got to put your beers down and put your little smoky flowers and all that stuff down and just take a moment to try to look into side of the game. You know what I'm saying? You can learn a lot. You know, you see Jalen Hurts comes up. He puts his hand down to Kelsey, letting him know, hold off, I ain't ready yet, and he sets another protection. You know what I'm saying? And last year, I don't know why everybody say that Kelsey was a first team all. No, he was not. That was probably Kelsey's worst year that I've seen in a while. He cost us two damn penalties twice in a row that took the game into overtime where we could have actually won the game in regular time. You know what I'm saying? And then one time you seen Jalen, he wave him off, you know, and that was a little odd, too, to see. So there's a whole lot of stuff that was going on. And these guys, you know, they ballers, man. You know what I mean? And I don't think Jalen was taking a shot at Kelsey. Because it's not Kelsey's fault that because of his cachet that he, you know, he gets the call. You know, it's basically you want to put that on the coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anybody. So he wasn't taking a
shot
at
OG, I think the issue is that he was putting it on anyone. The only issue I have.
As opposed to just saying.
Here's my specific issue. Is you just can't. And you've told us that last year's last year. It happened, happened, it's over. Let's move on. We have two new coordinators. We have the center who we're talking about is gone. He's not even on the team anymore. So my thing is, like, don't get wrapped up in defending your play from last year. It doesn't, no one's, it doesn't matter. Because all that's going to matter is how he plays this year. And if he plays great, then you and him and the rest of Jalen Nation is going to tell it that we can all shove it and we're all idiots and it's fine. And if he doesn't, then it's on him. But I think the problem was it felt like he was trying to put the responsibility on someone else when it just doesn't matter at this point.
But you hear what you just said. You said it felt like, right? Now, let me ask you. Let me go back to this.
No, man. I'm not.
Hold on. Slow your roll. Just slow down a little bit. Just be patient.
But I know what you're going to do. Okay.
No, I'm not. We complained about Jalen answering the question the way that we didn't want him to answer with the Nick Sirianni thing. The question was asked about the line protection. Do you have more? You know what I'm saying? So he answered it in a way that he wanted to answer. We keep trying to say
No. Stop. Stop with the but the way that he wanted. Okay, sure. It was the way that he wanted, and I feel like, and many people feel like, the way that he wanted was not the best way to do it. And my thing here, I've said it a million times, is like pride will get in the way of success. And he has what seems to me is that, and I'm just guessing because I'm not in his head, but you're just guessing too. So we're both just guessing. So my guess is going to be he is a little too proud about last year and blame that he got and all of those things. And I think that's exhibited a lot in what he does. And he did not answer it. It's not an accident that he says what he says. When he says, my development was stunted, on one hand, I give him credit for saying, hey, for admitting that he has not done enough at it. On the other hand, he is blaming either the coaches or the center for his development being stunted. And that, I don't think, is productive. You can say it's the way he wanted to answer it, but you shouldn't just say what you want to say all the time. That's not, it's just not real life.
I know, real life is to lie, right?
That's yes, sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes.
That ain't who he is. That
no, it's not
I'm
about...
Sure you're used to it. I'm sure it's something
stop.
You're comfortable with.
Stop.
You know, man, you've been doing it for a long time.
Stop.
So, you know,
stop.
You're very
stop.
Guy.
This is so boring. This is so boring. There's so many times in real life that you have to say something different than what your first instinct is. You know, it's a million times. Anyone who is, forget about being married. OG, forget about being married. Anyone who has friends, workplace, family members. There are some times that I don't, you know, I don't feel like going and seeing the whole family on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's the right, I'm not saying I don't want to, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't just go and go, you know what? I'd rather not be here. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, you just go and you make the best of
it.
And, yeah.
Just accept it.
Because I kind of think you don't enjoy being with your family, because it ain't the first time you said that.
Nah.
So stop trying to clean it up.
No,
after
in fact, on Friday, I said Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday, because we
family
don't have to bring gifts. So,
yeah, I mean, I think your family might have something to say about that, because it sounds like you've been trying to distance yourself, and you ain't happy to be around the family.
Well,
I wouldn't want to be around your punk ass anyway. You know
I don't pay some little kid to follow me around everywhere I go. I got you on that one. Goodbye. All right. Before we get to the text line.
Unbelievable. Again, you can't back Spike into a corner.
You can't.
Because that's when he comes out swinging.
He's going to hit you in the gut, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's why I always tread lightly.
I got everything back weighted.
I know. I believe it. That's why I never push you.
Yeah.
Because I know what you'd say about me. I'm nervous. Don't want to hear it.
Well, he got personal.
I said I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Give me your thing so we can get
Yeah, thank you. I got to talk about my friends at National Appliance Warehouse, because guess what? Hey, they're in a giving mood down there. They want to keep the party going. You heard me talk about the Labor Day Mega Sale. That is being extended at National Appliance Warehouse. The Labor Day Mega Sale still going on and extended at National Appliance Warehouse. But just because, you know, you're getting the best price, you know you're going to get the best price. The Labor Day Mega Sale is going on. They're in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. You're also getting Price Assure. Price Assure is the software that instantly updates price tags all around the store, so you are ensuring that your dollar is stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But just because, again, you're getting the lowest price doesn't mean that you're not getting the best stuff. From sub-zero to budget, you are getting the best appliances for you at National Appliance Warehouse. But the thing that also separates the National Appliance Warehouse apart from every other appliance store is the true family atmosphere, something Mark and his team have really, really tried to instill every single day at National Appliance Warehouse. When you go down there, you feel like you're a part of the family. You walk in, it's like, oh, Jack, great to see you. You know, it's different. It's different. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. You walk in, you feel like family. It's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. So head to National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Spike, what do we do at the end?
We say, hey, Jack, great to see you.
No, oh, we tell him Fritz sent you. Thank you. And all confetti flies down. Yes, it's really a beautiful moment.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP. What up, Stewardess Jim?
Didn't we clear this up on Friday? Weren't you backed in the corner? My friend had you backed in the corner. You did deserve it, though. Come on.
Wait a minute. How did I get backed into a corner on Friday?
Oh, she backed you in a corner, didn't she? You deserve it. You and Jack for what you said. And Ike, why aren't you on my side about anything? Come on.
What'd you say?
He has no idea what you're even talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So Stewardess Jim brought one of his coworkers over to Chickies and Pete's.
Okay.
Lovely woman who was asking us why iRise was the Cowboys fan in the... And Stewardess Jim bragged by saying he called all the shows on the station and that's why we should pick him. And I'm like, Stewardess Jim, that makes you less likely to be in. We want afternoon show diehards, not WIP diehards.
What else did you say about me?
I don't remember. Oh, she said that he doesn't have any heads in his refrigerator or closet or anything. Because I think I have said before that he looks like he could be a serial killer.
Hey, come on, Ike. Why aren't you helping me out here, Ike?
Well, you do have a little bit of a serial killer look to you.
See?
Oh, come on.
You got the classic profile. You know, you're middle-aged white man. You got that white, dark brown hair.
Yep.
Then you fly in and out of cities all the time. You could easily... kill somebody and leave without people knowing.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I'm in Rome, and all I hear, I hear back, I go, oh, iRise is now the fantasy football for the Cowboys. How did that happen? What am I supposed to do, call from Rome? Come on, give me a break.
Well, last year, you know, wasn't it last year you were on a boat somewhere?
Yeah, you conveniently missed Eagles-Cowboys week because he was in Spain.
I was on the coast of Spain, yeah, and then you call me to have a fight with Chuck. And by the way, 3 weeks ago, I fought Chuck on Howard's show, and I beat his butt on there, too. So come on. And I know Justin from Tennessee is listening, and I know Justin is bad luck for the Eagles. Justin, I will fly you for free anytime you want to go to Philadelphia. So just, you're listening, I'll send you up there.
We don't need you doing that. Yeah,
I'll fly you for free, Justin.
Try
come on
to
up.
Jinx the Eagles.
And stop with this Washington's going to sneak up there with a rookie quarterback. Come on, it's going to be the Cowboys, it'll be the Eagles, it'll be the Commanders, and it'll be the Giants.
You know what? This is the year it all blows up for the Cowboys. It's a six-win year. I'm sorry, it's a six-win year.
In Philadelphia, the bigger the hype, the bigger the disappointment. And who wants to go in on this betting? I have a bet with Howard about $1. So the Eagles win, I give him $1, and I have to say that the Cowboys suck. Anybody want to get in on that?
No.
No.
That's not a lot of confidence.
Yeah, we got to do the text line.
We just don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the call into Howard show anymore. It's like, what are we doing here? It's like, thank you, Jim. It's like the Diary of Jim. What are we doing? The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I've never been more jealous of the people in Brazil. Not the Eagles fans, but the ones who talk to Elliot and can't understand what he's saying back to them.
Aww.
Alex in Lancaster.
We don't need to be cruel to Elliot. He's not even in the country.
That's a good line, though.
Yeah, it is a good line. What's next?
Is Ike bringing the LTBB to Ryder now? Let the Bronx buck? Mark in Monco.
They don't have a football team, so.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well.
But it almost got me to pick a different school, too. But
oh, really?
I decided it wasn't about me.
Because it's not.
It's not about me.
By the way.
I would like to go to a football game on a Saturday.
No, yeah. I know. Well, they got basketball.
Yeah, but now you can watch Michigan State rather than having to go to, like, ride or play, you know.
Did you watch State play Friday?
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you haven't seen, speaking of Elliot in Brazil, he did today's video about the Eagles in front of the Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil.
That is awesome.
Well, I believe he opened it by saying, like, thinking about this statue with the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. It's just Elliot there with the statue of Jesus Christ behind him. It's like talking about the birds.
Yeah.
It's one
That's
of a
Elliot.
Kind.
Yep.
Yep. What's next?
One team I don't root for is the Commanders. And not because they're a division rival, but because Ed Donatell's son coaches for them. Ike Reese whispering during the break.
And I didn't root for him when Ron was there.
That's right. Because you have morals.
The one team Ike didn't root for.
Yeah, for my former coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is wild none of them have really ended up in the NFC East.
No, he's the only one.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Because no one else can hire coaches.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike's at a 7 and growing? Generous! Renee in New Jersey.
Oh, come on, man. Son of a...
Well, the rest of it sounds about accurate. I'm at a 4. Jack's at a 5.
Yeah.
You probably appreciate that.
Yeah. I better get more confident about the Eagles. What's next?
We would be viewed as heroes if we arrested him? So did you say he was skirting our rules to post tweets still? The Brazilian government listening to the show.
I know. We dry snitched on Elliot all the way from over here, man. We trying to get him arrested.
Well, it'd be great for content. Can you imagine the storylines going? We're juggling the Phillies and the Eagles and Elliot.
And Elliot's locked in a prison over there.
Do we take his hearings live?
Yes.
Oh, we definitely got to take the hearings live.
Yes.
I want to see him right in court.
And we debate on whether he's guilty or not. This would be incredible.
Does the glove fit?
Yep. Get legal experts in here. Get the polygraph guy back. Come on.
Will we have to exchange some sort of criminal to get him back?
Oh, yeah, like we did for
Brittany Griner.
For Brittany Griner. Well, didn't we give back the war machine or whatever he was?
Yeah, we gave back a worse criminal than what they gave us. Yeah, all she had was a vape.
That Russian arms guy or whatever.
Yes.
Who could we trade for Elliot?
That sounds like a Twitter poll.
What criminal? What level criminal? What's next?
Elliot at dinner. This steak is incredible. I've had 34 straight perfect bites. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. Waiter, how was your meal? Elliot, terrible. I want a refund. And where's Jason Kelsey? Frank in Ardmore.
Elliot. Makes me wish I went to Brazil just to watch him watch him navigating Brazil. Jack, are you doing leading off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, any Fritz at 6 time or just straight into leading off?
Just straight into leading off. 7:07 start.
You all right?
Yep, all right.
Yeah, you cut a little what I got?
Cut the mic on a little too early?
Yeah.
That was beautiful, everyone out there.
Got some caught in your throat there, buddy?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
It happens to the best of us.
All right. Kill mode going tonight.
The hammer is real, for real.
Kill mode going tonight for the Phils. 7:07 start.
Yeah, maybe let's relax the kill
tomorrow's
mode.
Game.
Nah, we got it.
Just call him TP or something.
Well, that sounds worse. We will not be here tomorrow, but you can listen to the Phillies tomorrow, which is great. And then we will be back with you on Thursday. Listen to Jack next. Do leading off. This has been the WIP Afternoon Show. Mr. Ike over there. I'm Spike, and that's Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.